You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and Kez, regular listeners of the show, they know that we love our Aussie rockers. I happen to think that they're the best in the world, and the guys that we have in the studio at the moment, they're a really good example of that. They've been called dirty, sweaty, and utterly brash, with their latest single, One of You, being described as vibrant and filled with fury and passion. Their debut album, Teenage Rampage, will be hitting stores this September. They're one of Australia's hottest up-and-coming rock acts. They are dangerous, and three of them join me here in the studio. They are Tommy, Nikki, and Nev. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Hey. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Now, guys, where does the name Dangerous come from, and why did you choose it for your band?
People keep asking us this all the time, and we don't really have a story. It just looks cool.
We kind of just make up a different story every time.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you'd like to make up one now.
I don't know. I think it's just it's a cool name. It's loud and it's exciting and it's our band.
Actually, dude, I remembered the original story of where it came from. Remember we used to just tell people in country towns that our band was called Dangerous because we couldn't be bothered telling them what our real band name was? Do you remember that?
I don't know. There's been too many stories, but yeah.
Besides like Green Day, it used to be Green Day or Dangerous when people
I have a feeling Green Day may be taken already. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're kind of a big thing in America.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, Dangerous it is then.
All right. As long as you're happy to stick with that name.
Yeah, man.
For those unfamiliar with Dangerous, how would you define yourselves in your music?
The album is pretty loud, pretty brash, pretty... I think you've already said it quite well when you're talking about Not One of You, but
thank you.
Yeah, every song is about 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes 30, and it's kind of like a big kick in the face, I reckon, and it's really exciting. You know, we went over to LA to record it, it's a good sound. Yeah, it's definitely original. Yeah.
Why did you guys choose to record it in LA?
Well, our record label is over there, so that kind of helped a little bit, but also we sought out our producer Uric Wild. And he lives in LA, and he was building a recording studio over there.
Plus, so we just wanted a sweet, sunny holiday. So,
working holiday, yeah.
Any excuse will do, I suppose.
That's
now,
it, man.
You've mentioned that you guys recorded your album in LA. We'll get to that in a moment.
Sure.
But when you guys started forming the band in Adelaide, did you ever think that you'd go as far as LA, that the band would start to blow up in the way it has?
I think, like, when we started, yeah, subconsciously, we always wanted to take it a step further, because we've always been playing in bands since we were younger, so when we started Dangerous, we kind of wanted to take it to the next level and travel around and see the world and stuff. So yeah, definitely.
So you're pretty confident that you'd become international rock stars? Yeah.
Pretty confident. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, your debut album is Teenage Rampage. What can people expect from that?
What can they expect?
A lot of loud fast songs. Yeah.
12 songs, all very short. Yeah, super high energy.
Good
sweaty, as you mentioned.
Yep.
Expect your new favourite record.
Oh, okay. And what's going to be our favourite one? Which one's your favourite?
Favourite song?
Yeah, what's your favourite song on the record?
Oh, dude, everyone has a different one.
Yeah, it's up to the individual for...
Everyone we speak to has a different favourite, which is cool. So, yeah.
A few of our friends have been lucky enough to hear it already, and they all pick a different song. So I think there's something there for everyone, you know?
Okay, so it's all pretty rad, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Best or worst?
Well, I think that happened at once when we got signed.
Dude, that's a wicked answer.
We woke up in a car. We were sleeping in the van on the side of the road, and we were on tour, and we woke up, and we were all sleeping in the same car.
Mm-hmm.
And we woke up, and it was kind of just like a pretty low point on the road, you know, got no hotel and stuff, and you sleep in the van, you wake up with four or five other people next to you. It's kind of sweaty, kind of gross. And then we got a phone call from Brett Guritz, who owns Epitaph Records, and said he wanted to sign us. So.
Also,
it's
another
best and worst.
That was cool.
Another best and worst would have been our first international festival, when we're playing in front of like thousands of people, and then having to stay in tents that night as well.
Nice one.
You guys aren't fans of tents?
Well, not when it's... No, I don't know. I had a good time. I stayed in there longer than you guys did, actually.
Tents is cool, but if it's two nights in a tent and then playing a show, it kind of wears you down.
Yeah, you can't sleep. the party, like when, at these festivals overseas...
When the music stops, the party moves to the camping
exactly,
area.
Exactly, and it doesn't stop all night. It's like noise and there's people next door to you and yelling and screaming and stuff.
I'm starting to get an impression as to why everyone keeps describing you as sweaty. Ending up in tents and vans and just crazy places.
Give us a shower.
What can we expect from the band in the years to come?
You can expect us to tour a lot from this album.
Yeah, we're going to be coming wherever you are, we're coming.
Yeah, and then if you buy the record, you can expect us to do stuff in the year after the year to come.
Now, you guys did just play Club 161 last night, and something happened to your drummer, yeah? Is he all right? What's going on?
He's at home right now. He was up all night in the emergency room in two hospitals. What happened, dudes?
Well, he split in two, so one half had to go to one hospital. Actually, I think he got sent out to another specialist hospital afterwards. But he's playing drums and he spins his stick and he headbangs. And what happened is the stick got caught on the drum and he headbanged into the stick.
It
and
stabbed
the stick
his eye.
Pushed into his eyeball. Yeah. So he got off stage. We actually he kept going and he in between the songs he's like, what did he say?
He's like, I can't see, so everyone has to move forward.
But literally, yeah, he yelled out in the middle of the set, and he's like, dude, I can't see out of my eye. And I'm like, why? What happened? And he's just like, oh, and then he just started playing. I was like, sweet, forgot about it. And
so
then
he finished the set, so kudos.
Finished
the
set. Oh,
what a champion.
Yeah. And then, maybe an hour later, he was just, like, concussed and, like, dude, his vomit coming out of his mouth, man. It was literally, like, 2-3 litres at a time. Just, yeah. I was just like, man, this guy's sick. And then, he had to go to the hospital in the middle of the night.
Well, hopefully you'll be okay, because you guys are headed out to the UK soon, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we've actually got a show tonight, so I'm kind of hoping and wondering if we're going to be playing that one.
Might need a new drummer for tonight.
Yeah, and on Tuesday we're going to UK for a month to tour. Yeah,
that should be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great, because, I mean, the album comes out when we're over there, so...
That's cool.
It'll be a good time.
Now, Teenage Rampage is your new album. It will be hitting all good stores on September 20th. If people want more information on the record and you guys, where can they go for it?
We have a website called dangerousordie.com.
Dangerousordie.
Yeah, it's pretty current. Like, if something happens on tour, you'll hear about it there.
Mm-hmm.
If we make a new video or something like that, or something funny happens, you'll know about it there. So, it's the most current thing that's happening with Dangerous.
If you want to know exactly what's happening with the band, go to dangerousordie.com. Everything else is just, he says... She says, bullshit.
In stereo, excellent. Guys, we hope your drummer gets well soon, and we can't wait to see you guys touring back around Australia again. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, guys. Cheers. Cool.